Hello and welcome to the EFL Podlog with Chris and Sue. Hello, Alan.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Yeah. So I'd like to ask you a little bit about your, is it a hobby or a job that you have?
Both. Yeah. Because it's a hobby because yeah. when I was a child, you yes. know, I was very interested by the phenomenon.
Oh, right. So just to say your hobby is you chase the UFOs?
Yes. Okay. But it was a hobby only.
Okay.
I read a lot of books yes. about the phenomenon.
Yes, yeah.
And now it's a job. I'm retired now,
yes.
but it's a job. I am a volunteer
yes.
to lead investigations about UFOs.
Investigations into the UFOs. Oh my mm-hmm. goodness me. So, how often do you do this? Is it like a full-time occupation you have or?
No, it's not a full-time occupation
yeah, yeah.
because in France we are 18 members, free members.
Yes, yeah.
I wrote at about 3 or 4 reports.
Okay.
In the last year.
Okay. So when I imagine people have sightings of like sort of phenomena,
mm-hmm.
and then they contact, I don't know, the government about this,
well, or
they
so contact. So the first thing they have to
yeah,
do
yeah.
is to contact the French gendarmerie.
Okay.
The French gendarmerie send a report to GEPAN.
Okay, and sorry, what is that, GEPAN? Can you
GEPAN,
tell me?
GEPAN, no, is...
in English, just
an
give
English
me a...
study group.
Yes.
And information.
Yes.
About aerospace
yeah.
phenomena.
Okay, yeah. So these are the kind of secret guys that try to investigate strange... Yes.
No, no, it's completely public.
Because oh, yeah? It's not a secret?
No. No, it's published on a website.
Okay.
In 1977,
yes.
the French government
yeah.
Asked a panel of scientists
yeah, yes.
to study and make their findings to the public.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
And it's not secret at all.
Okay. So let's imagine I've seen something in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
I go to my local police station
mm-hmm.
and then they send a report to these scientists
yes.
and then they contact you?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Me or another person.
Yeah, and then what do you do?
So I contact the high witness. Witness?
The eyewitness, yes. That's if he hasn't been abducted by aliens in the meantime.
No, no, no.
Yes, okay.
Look, I contact her.
Yeah, yeah.
I interview
yeah.
the eyewitness.
Yeah. yeah, yeah.
And after that, I have to write a report.
Yes.
And I send my report to the Japan's department.
Okay.
If it's okay,
yes.
the report is published on their
okay.
website.
Okay. And so, do you come across people who are just plain crazy, or do you
come across people who are really
quite
mm-hmm.
scared, or they think they've seen
oh, yeah.
something? Yeah.
Fine. A lot of people are very scared by them.
Yes,
I've seen
yes,
scared.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But our aim
yes.
is to understand what they have seen because
okay.
they have no knowledge about the sky and phenomena in the sky, meteors, satellites, remains
mm.
of satellites,
mm.
and something like that. So
mm.
We have to explain. Writing a report.
Yes. So if they see a flashing light, it's not an alien spaceship.
No,
it could be
not
anything.
At all.
There are a
lot of confusions. Sometimes, for instance, Chinese lanterns.
Oh, really?
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, where you have a wedding or a
yes,
feast.
Yes, yes, yeah, yeah.
You have a Chinese lantern.
Yeah.
Is a kind of globe.
Yes, yes.
With a candle inside.
Yes, yes.
So the hair is warmed
mm-hmm.
and the balloon
yeah.
goes up.
Yes, it floats
yes, and the envelope is red.
Yeah, yeah.
So there is a confusion.
Yes, and then it's the hotline.
Yes.
to the,
and sometimes
to
there are maybe
agency,
three,
yeah.
four, five
yeah.
balloons.
People are very worried. Mm-hmm. And so, in your experience, what is the percentage of things that can be explained and mm-hmm. things that cannot be?
Cannot be explained, 22%.
So 22% of, yes. You haven't got a clue. You don't know what it is.
We don't know what it is, but
22%. That's a lot.
Maybe
yeah?
in the future, yeah. we'll be able to understand what happened.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And there are four categories. Yes. A, B, C, D.
Okay.
A category A, it's surely unidentified.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
B, there is a light doubt, but
it's identified. Yes, okay.
C, 41%.
Yes, yeah.
We don't know what happened because we lack of information.
Yeah, lack information. You haven't got the information
The witness
yes.
is alone.
Yes, okay.
There is
41%, okay.
41%.
Where the doubt is quite high, I suppose.
So and then 22%. We can't answer at all.
No.
And well, the D category
yes.
is 22%.
Yes.
And we don't know what it is.
Well, how very, very interesting. Well, the next time I see a light shining in the sky, I'll check, is it a Chinese lantern? Well, is it a plane? Is it a meteor? Yeah. If not, I'll contact you on the
Japan's website.
Yes.
There are explanations
yes.
About what you have seen.
Okay. Great.
It's to earn time.
Yeah, to save time.
Okay.
Well, I hope that I will see you again and you won't be abducted by aliens. Okay, Alan, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.